All right, continuing weiter, bottom of Nun Zayin, discussing the importance of speaking out Torah, making sure that we articulate it. Katuv Shulchan Aruch Rav, not the Rebbe, v'zel shano. Chol adam sarich lizeir lo tzi b'svatav. You have to bring it forth from your lips, v'lashmi la'oznav, and to become audible to your ears. Koma shalomed, whatever you learn, ben mikra mishne v'talmud, chomish mishne gemara. Elim Kane b'shas iyun, lavin davar b'toch davar, except in cases of real analysis, understanding one thing from another. The chol ma shalomei behir levad, if you only learn with thought alone, ve'ef shalom lo tzi b'svatav, and you have the ability to speak it out, ve'ena motzi, and you don't say it, bring it forth, ena yotzi b'limud, wow, you're not yotzi in the learning. Zechovas mitzvahs l'maditem otam, you need to teach them. You shouldn't remove the Torah from your mouth. Bagisabo. You need to speak it out. You should be excited about it, passionate about it. To remember, the Torah is our life. According to this, Gemara Mishnah Talmud, we have to really speak it out. Yeah. Uviyoter mizeh. Matzina b'das mechaber. Rav Yosef Karo. Shemahar b'divrei Torah. Ein sarich levarich birchas Torah. If all you're doing is thinking about Torah in your head, you don't need to precede that with Birchas HaTorah. Fascinating. The Gra Machmer, Shalol Lahar B'Torah, called them a Bracha. The Gra is Machmer, that you shouldn't think about Torah before saying a Bracha. Kevin Shiesh Mitzvah Gam Behir Her Levad. Because the Gra explains, there is a mitzvah of just thinking about Torah alone. Kamosha Narva Gisabo Yaman Velayla. And you shall meditate, think about it day and night. The Loshon Shel Higyon Belev. The idea of higyon is corresponding to the heart. Kamoshen Amar, the higyon libi, the thoughts of my heart. Umestaber, shigam mechaber modil Moshe ketuv agra. The mechaber agrees with the gra right. Shemekayim mitzvah belimud Torah b'machshav levad. You are mekayim the mitzvah limud Torah with thoughts. Aval sober, but he thinks shelo tiknu alzeh berchas Torah. The Chazal didn't establish that you need to make a berchas Torah over. V'ainu mishum shechetzelo b'shleimus a mitzvah shotam Torah. Why? Because you're lacking in the completion of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. One more paragraph. The Itachin. Shagam Agra Yodah Sheker Lima V'Peh. Even the Gra who holds you need to make a Birchas Torah even before thinking about Torah, the Gra would understand, would agree, the main Torah comes with our mouth. Higiyat Mecha, you should know for yourself, Reish the Kra V'Agisa Katuv, the beginning of the Pasuk that said V'Gisa, which taught about that you shall contemplate Torah. What did it say at the beginning? Lo yamush sefer Torah picha. The Torah should not be removed from your mouth. And that pasuk shehi amakor l'das shulchan aruch harav shesarich l'mo v'peh. And that's the source for shulchan aruch who says you need to learn with your mouth. Third line. U'mikom makom savrelei t'asher l'mo b'machshav akovam berchas haTorah. He holds it's usher to learn with your thoughts before berchas haTorah. Kevin shegam b'zeh yesh mitzvah shel limud haTorah, because that's also included in mitzvah limud haTorah. So the Gra will agree. The main limud is through speaking it out. But since there's also a mitzvah of thinking about thoughts of Torah, you need to say Birchas Torah beforehand. V'chein, katu b'Torah habei pamim, mitzvah salim b'lashon dibor. The mitzvah is of limud Torah is speaking it out. Does anybody know where? Where do we see this idea? You have to speak out Torah in the psukim. Anybody know? Where does it say you need to speak it out? Be excited, passionate, articulate. Anybody know? We say it in the Shema. Vishinantam levanecha. You shall teach your children v'dibartabam. And speak it out, speak through them. Vishivtecha v'veitecha. When you're sitting in your house, v'lentecha b'derech, going on the road, v'shapcha v'kumecha. When you lie down, when you get up. V'limadetem otam b'neichem. You shall teach your children l'daber ben to speak about it. Again, dibor. L'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha. The Torah Hashem should be in your mouth. V'chein amru chazal, shadam lamal peh shal Torah niver. Why was man created? To toil with his mouth, in words of Torah. Again, chever, this is our essence. This is what we're here for. Not to do TikTok all day. Not for social media. We're here for Torah. To be a ben Torah. To work hard in Torah. To use our mouth in Torah, to make sure we're using our mouth in the proper way, to build people up, to love people, speak words of chizik and chesed, and divrei Torah. Ubebirchas haTorah Tzma anu omrim. And in Birchas Torah itself, it says, "Barev Nashem Akena Devei Torah Tzcha." The Torah should be sweet b'finu in our mouths, b'fi Amcha Israel, and in the mouths of Klal Yisrael. So we see here very clearly, Chevra, Torah should be something we're passionate about, excited about, speaking about, and have that energy. We're all at the games, right? When we go to the games, it's hype. We don't just sit silently like this. We get really into it. We're passionate. We're articulating. Alachas kama v'kama with Talmud Torah. Kim chen v'chamedi, that we should be passionate about it, articulate it, and scream it out from the rooftops.